Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Imaya. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Imaya. I have a bill here that has a couple of charges on it that it says it's from the Flawless Guide Evolution, and I don't recognize any of this. So I would like to know what you know. What are these
Okay,
charges?
willing to definitely assist. May I locate the account with your zip code and name?
The account zip code and name.
Right, what's your zip code and name?
The zip code is 90603.
And
Then
what's your name?
the name on the card would be Cindy Feinzimmer or Paul. No, it says card hold number Paul Feinzimmer.
Okay, we have a Paul Feinzimmer. Do you know his address?
Yes, the address is 9716 El Arco Drive, Whittier, California.
Thank you, ma'am. So yes, I locate the account with the purifier. Do you see me paying the postage for that purifier?
It's a purifier,
Yes.
a flawless guide evolution. Well, when I looked up on the internet that, the flawless guide evolution, it showed like
Okay, that's just a billing company. It's a third-party billing company, but it's for the purifier. Does he remember paying the postage for it back on December 16th?
December 16th, Paul, it was for a purifier.
Air purifier?
You say that's an air purifier?
Correct. Does he remember paying the postage for it?
Do you remember paying for the postage, Paul?
We did get
I
this
thought that
little
was
air purifier.
free.
I apologize, ma'am. It states that it was only for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, but after joining the store, it bills for a membership fee of $49.97 per month. But he does get a $125 gift card to use on the website, but it is a recurring billing.
Paul, do you understand what she's saying? Okay, I
If
think
he don't remember placing an order, did he give authorization for anyone else to place the order?
probably not.
Okay, so I have to cancel the account out and transfer you guys to my fraud department. Please remain on hold while I notate the account.
Just a moment. He's looking for this piece of paper for something. I'm going to refer this call to him now because he seems to be the one.
We did get an air purifier. Hello, we got an air purifier, and the only thing on the packing slip. There's no name for it. It just says Air Purifier 01 as the item, and the description is Purifier ST1. Is that what you're talking about?
Correct, sir. Do you remember paying the postage for it back on December 16th?
Let's see if I can find a date. Yeah, December 16th.
Correct.
Okay.
So, as I explained before, so it's a recurring billing each month for the membership. But if you no longer need the membership, we can go ahead and cancel the account out and let me know you're ready for the cancellation number.
Oh, hold on one second. What is the membership in? What am I a member of?
For keeping the purifier, sir. And also, it gives you a $125 gift card to use on the website to buy more items.
Well, I certainly didn't realize I was signing up for any continuing membership. So there are two charges. One is for $7.45, and the other one is $49.97. Can you tell me what each of those is for?
The postage was the $7 one, and the membership fee for the full price of the product was the $45 one.
So there's a membership fee to get a $7 air purifier. The membership fee is $49.
Correct, $49.99.
I certainly, well, the charge is $49.97. But I don't understand. I have to pay $49.97 to get a $7 air purifier? What's the point of that?
No, so you pay the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, but for joining the store, it's a membership fee like a club, which is $49.99.
Okay, and what kind of merchandise does the store carry? And what's the name of the store?
Type of devices, neck massagers, power banks, pulse oximeter. It's not a name. The website for it is extremediscountsupply.com.
Wait, extremediscountsupply.com? That's the
Correct.
Name of the store?
That's the name of the website.
Extreme, well, I'm just writing this down. One second. Extremediscountsupply.com. Supply?
Correct.
.com. I certainly don't remember signing up for this. I don't know how that happened. Okay.
Information, sorry, I'll have to transfer you over to our fraud department so they can begin the claim. And please remain on hold while I transfer you over, okay?
Well, wait a minute. I'm not saying it was fraudulent. I'd just like to know how can I discontinue the charge?
I can cancel the account now, but we can only refund back 35% of the transaction back.
Wait, would you say that again? It's hard to hear you. Would you say that?
I can cancel the account out and refund back 35% of the transaction to you.
You can only refund 35% of the transaction? That's the $49.97 charge you're talking about?
It would be 35% of that.
Okay. Why only 35%?
I apologize. I said the most we would do is refund back at least 50% of the transaction, sir. And that would be due to the terms.
That will be what?
We can only refund back 50% of the transaction, and that will be due to the terms.
Due to the terms. Okay, now first you said 35%. Now you're saying 50%?
Correct.
Okay, what was the 35% then?
A refund of $19.
No. I'd like to know. I'm getting confused. First you said 35%. Now you're saying 50%. Which is it?
I will be refunding back 50% of the transaction to you, sir.
Okay, that's the $49.97?
No, sir, it will be 50% of that.
Okay, so that's 50% of $49.97, correct?
Correct. So it will be a total refund of $24.98.
Okay, one second. Let me write this down. So you're going to cancel the account and refund $24.98?
Correct.
Okay, and then so I have to pay the remainder of it, and have to pay the $7.45 for the air purifier, right?
Correct, sir.
Okay, and now you were going to transfer me to the fraud department, right?
What have you said?
You said something about transferring me to a fraud department.
Well, since you stated it's not fraud, sir, I'm not going to transfer you anymore.
Well, I don't know. I don't understand any of this. I don't recognize the charges. I'm not saying it's fraudulent, but I'd like to understand what's going on.
Well, that's it, sir. If you're stating that it's not fraudulent, I cannot transfer you to the fraud department. That's why I cancel and refund back the transaction.
I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just trying to figure this out because we didn't recognize the charge. I had no record of it. I know I got this little air purifier, so that's apparently what I got for my $49.97, right? And plus the $7.45.
Correct.
Yeah. Is that air purifier returnable for a refund?
No, sir. We don't accept any returns.
Okay. Go ahead and then refund the $24.98 if that's the best you can do. Yeah, and I want to cancel the account too.
The request is in place on the account, sir. Anything else?
Now, do you need our credit card number to refund the money?
No, sir. It will automatically go back to the card we have on file, and it is $79.67.
Yes. Okay. And then can you tell me your name so I'll know who I spoke with?
My name is Maya, M-Y-A.
Okay. And will that refund go back on our account today?
It takes 3 to 5 business days, sir.
Okay. All right, Maya, I'll watch for that on our account. I hope I see the refund. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.